27. A very different showing. Context. Addressed to the officers of the General Conference, this letter points out the mistakes made in the Southern work and the rectification possible if God's plan is followed. June 14, 1907. For some time I have had a great desire to be in Washington, but I cannot leave my work here. There is too much to do, too many important interests at stake. Some very decided instruction has been given me in regard to the work to be done in Huntsville, and the necessity of our placing the training school there on vantage ground. Let us delay no longer to do the work that so long has been left undone in the southern field. Soon this work of training colored people to be laborers in the cause of God will be much harder to handle than it is now. The Lord has presented before me our neglect of improving opportunities for good, in failing to get acquainted with the work that is being done in the large institutions for the education of the colored people. Long ago, we should have made a thorough study of the best ways of educating the colored people to be workers for the colored people. We should use every opportunity to work wisely for the teachers and students in these large educational institutions. We do not need to work hastily to indoctrinate the workers, but we can seek in every way possible to help them and to let them know that we appreciate their labors. A mighty influence should now be set in operation to arouse earnest efforts in behalf of the colored people. The chafing and annoyances that have existed among the workers in the southern states, the holding back and the hindrances, have not been of the Lord's order. And these things have prevented the work from being done that God designed should be done in that field. Had the workers been prepared to act harmoniously and under the dictation of the Spirit of God, there would have been a very different showing than there is today. Now an earnest work is to be done for the teachers in Nashville, and a wise work is demanded for the colored students. God will multiply our numbers and our men of means, and through his converted agencies will accomplish the work that he designs shall be done. It is the baptism of his Holy Spirit that is needed among his laborers. When this lack is supplied, we shall serve him with a thousandfold more earnestness than we do now.